Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
That's the Drifters bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, too, and thank you for subscribing to my newsletter. You did do that, right? You did subscribe to my newsletter. Well, okay. You still have time. We have plenty. We're not going to run out, but go ahead and go to the smallbusinessadvocate.com, and on the right side, you'll see the little box there where you can click, and all we need is your email address. That's all we need. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. By email, get you ready for the week ahead. I think you'll like it. The show schedule's in there for the coming week, and my recent article, and maybe you find something even inspirational there. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ulala Jinga is with us, folks. Ulala is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing, and she's also the CEO of Yellowwood Group, her own company. And she's here to talk to us about some things that you and I need to make sure we do before the end of the year. Ulala, your website is olala.com, right?
Yep, that's it.
And olalah.com.
Yep.
All right, so a couple of other things that you say that we need to focus on before the end of the year is profit and people.
Yes,
talk
number
to us about
two.
The profit.
Yes. So of the three things that small business owners need to do, the second is evaluate your profit lines. And there's things that are draining profitability that as small business owners we don't really think about. And sometimes it's the clients you serve. There's some clients that just because of how they need to be managed or what they need, you really need to spend some time evaluating how profitable it is keeping certain type of clients on your roster. And whether or not it's time to start changing what your customer profile looks like. And so
should you fire customers who aren't profitable and won't let you make a profit?
Gosh, I hate that. I hate saying it like that. I do think that there's a time to transition certain clients out and give them a plan
so
for transitioning.
Don't put them out of our misery. Transition them. Is that what you're saying?
That sounds awfully
corporate, Ulala. I think... A small business would say, you're fired.
This is true. But you know, the world is a small place, Jim. And
yeah.
You just don't know when you might need
to call on someone
from that company. So, you know, you don't want to burn any bridges. Don't burn any bridges.
You're right, but it made me feel better to say it.
I know it does. You're fired. Always feels
better
to say that.
That's what you do. You got a customer who won't let you make a profit. They're just beating you up all the time. So in your office, you call a couple of people in there and you say, "We're going to fire those people." You know,
get it
out of your system.
Get it out of your system,
and then go to the customer and say, "You know, this relationship we have is just not working for us," or whatever you want to do.
Right, and one of the things that I say is, you know, a great way to start that conversation is say, you know, based on where we're going and based on what your needs are, this is a good fit, but it's not a great fit. And I want it to be a great fit. So let's talk about transitioning the relationship
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, you know, John, we've tried really hard and I hope we've measured up, you know, and if we haven't, let us know where we have measured up. But as you know, we can't stay in business if we don't make a profit. And frankly, what you require of us is, I mean, I think it's okay to tell people that, you know, your requirements are not keep us from being profitable with our relationship. Can you help us?
Right. Absolutely. And it's a style thing. You choose the words that are comfortable for you, but also choose what's appropriate for your industry. You know, I'm a consultant, so I always have to teeter on the side of diplomacy. But, you know, for other businesses, it's as easy as saying, listen, it's just not profitable for us to continue to serve you this way. Are there other ways we can continue to work together?
If you don't get your margins, folks, you can't stay in business. Big companies
can
sell on volume. You can't do it. So if you don't get your margins on what you sell, you're not going to make it. It's just that simple.
Absolutely. So clients is a good way.
Talk to us about people.
Yeah, assessing your people. This one is a little touchy for some people, but it needs to be said. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the team that supports you now may not be the, the right team to support you later. And so whether that's the people that work directly for you or virtual people or even your circles of influence, evaluating how they perform. So instead of using feelings as the filter, use performance. Does how this person contributes create impact or create value for you, for the business goals? And let that be the filter, not, gee, we've known them for 10 years, they're a good guy, or they're a great girl.
Well, they're part of, wait a minute, Alana, they're our family, they're part of our family.
Well, you know, my mom came to work for me one day, and she said, I'll never work for you again. She came to visit, and she says, you work too hard. That's a conversation for another day, you know, when my mom came to.
That's going to take some counseling, Olala, I think.
Well, hey, I'm an only child, Jim. That's all I'm going to say, okay, buddy?
I'm with you. No, but
yeah,
seriously, it's really tough. The hardest thing any small business ever did was to fire a longtime employee.
Yes.
Sometimes,
or a longtime vendor.
Yeah, sometimes
even.
It has to be done.
Yeah, even a vendor. And so those are the things that we have to look at. When we look at, you know, where is the business trying to go? If you've got a plan for hitting a certain number of customers or a certain amount of money, is the people on your team right now the right people to help you get there?
Yeah,
that's the big question.
Olala, and we're going to have to leave it at that. Olala Jenga, folks, the last name is spelled N-J-E-N-G-A, and olala.com is the website. Olala, thank you for being here. Come back again
real
soon.
Thank you. All righty, I will. Take care.
We'll see you next time. Going to take a quick break. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.